Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Chumas Daf Lamed Zayin. We are starting a few lines into the Amud with Halacha Dalid, and in the Vilna's daf it's on Chaf Amud Beis. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Sarah Basar Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. And the Mishnah says, "Ha'im l'shluchai, if a person told his shliach, save a tarum, go take off truma for me. So tarum kitatu shabal bayis. He should be tarum based off what the das of the baal bayis is. If that's a 40th, so do that. If it's a 50th, do that. If it's a 60th, do that. Now, if him any day that shabal bayis, if he doesn't know what the das baal bayis is, tarum kibeninus echem rechamishim. He should just take off average, which is 1/50th, and we can assume that the Baal Bayis would be okay with that. Now let's say Pichas Asara Haisav Asara, he subtracted a tenth or added a tenth, and we're going to explain the Gemara what that means. Truma sa Truma, it's still valid, meaning he subtracted or added this tenth by accident. After he separated the Truma, he realized, oh boy, I'm off by a tenth. No problem. We say the Baal Bayis is not makbid on that. However, if he intended to add on, afilu echad, even if it's one bit, ain't Truma sa Truma, it's not valid Truma. And then we continue with Hamar bit Truma. Let's say someone takes off Tumas Truma, meaning they take off more than a 40th. So what's the status of that extra? Reb Lezer says, Echad me'asara k'trumas meiser. Up until 1/10 of the entire pile could still be considered truma. And why is that? Because just like trumas meiser. We know that when a levi separates trumas meiser to give to the kayin, that has the status of truma and it's a full 1/10 of what he has. And therefore, even when a person takes off tumas truma of his own pile to give to the kayin, a maximum of 1/10 is allowed to be given as regular truma. However, Yarsimikan, if he ends up giving off more than a tenth, so what's he supposed to do? Because remember, Reb Lezer just said that only 10% of the kri can be truma. And if he separates more than that, then we have a mix of truma and chulin. And technically, he would have to give all of it to a kain, because it can't be determined what's the chulin and what's the truma, and then the kain would just pay him for the percentage of the chulin here, but only the price he would pay for truma as a loss to the mafresh. So what could be done? Rabbi Eliezer tells us, yeah, send a trumas meiser, the proper gear so is, a makam acher, he turns the rest into trumas meiser for a different place, meaning he uses this extra amount, the more than the tenth of the pile that he separated, as trumas meiser for some other produce that he has, and thereby he could use all this as some form of truma, and he doesn't have to sell it as chulin for cheaper value to the kain. Now, Rabbi Shmuel argues. He says, Mechza chulin, mechza truma. He could separate a full half of his pile as truma, and the other half could be chulin. Whereas Reb Tarfon and Rabbi Kiva, I mean, both of them say, Achi shar shem chulin, he has to leave shem chulin over there. As we've been saying previously, this is called shirani karin. He's allowed to make his entire pile truma, as long as a little bit is left to be called chulin. That means the shirayim, which are chulin, are recognizable. But as long as we have that, the entire pile could be truma. I think Mark explains the first part of the Mishnah. Ad kedang sha'amr lo tseyo trim ladati. Up until here, we understand the Mishnah saying that Reuven told Shimon, go separate truma from my pile, lidati, based off of what I usually do. And that's what the Mishnah says, that he should be termed kedaita shabal bayis. But what about hayedei dato shabal bayis, v'loi amar loy tseyu trem lidati? Let's say he knows what the baal bayis usually does, but the baal bayis never told him explicitly, go separate truma lidati according to what I usually do. Does he have to separate exactly as much as the baal bayis usually does, or could he just separate the average amount? Because the baal bayis never told him clearly, do it as I do it. So Gemara Lama Tzayin Omeis on top answers, let's learn from the following. What did the Mishnah say? If he doesn't know the das of baal bayis, so then he should separate 1/50th. And what do we learn from here? It's only because he doesn't know what the das of the baal bayis is, that's why he's allowed to separate the average, which is 1/50th. But if he does know what the das of baal bayis is, afal pi shaloi amar loi, even though the baal bayis didn't tell him explicitly, do it like I always do it, kemisha amar loi, it's as if the baal bayis told him, do it exactly as I do it, and therefore we'd have to separate exactly kedas baal bayis and not any other amount. And now explain the Mishnah where it said, Pichas Asara v'chulu, and this is referring to this enigmatic statement that Pichas Asara, a Hosef Asara, if he subtracted or added a tenth, so that's not a problem. Now, what does that mean, subtracting or adding a tenth? So Rabban Barkani explains, Hapichas Echad Me'asara Truma, V'Hamaisef Echad Me'asara Truma. It means that he subtracted or added a tenth of the Truma itself. In other words, let's say that he had 50 so over here that needed Truma separated. An average amount would be 1/50th, so that means he would separate one saw from here. And the fellow accidentally made a mistake, and instead of taking off a full saw, he only took off 9/10 of a saw. Or he accidentally took off 1 1/10 of a saw. So within the truma itself, he made a mistake in that little measurement, and he was off by a tenth. That's okay. That's no problem. The Gemara continues of a loy l'chulin, but not in regards to chulin. She'ein abchas v'atosefes shavin. That's because the subtraction or the addition are not equal. Now, when we say chulin over here, we mean regarding the other amounts of truma. In other words, if the average amount is a 50th, so being piches or being hoisef with chulin means he separated a 60th or a 40th. And if the shliach did that, the truma is not valid. Dalid. And that's because the Gemara just said the Pchas and the Tosefes are not equal. In other words, the amount he's causing the Baal Bais to lose by being Mafresh a 40th is more than the Baal Bais is gaining when he's Mafresh a 60th. And the Gemara continues explaining, Hey Chavida, how does this work out? Let's say the Baal Bais usually separates 1/50th. If he separated 1/40th, he's making him lose out on 6 quarters. Whereas when he separates 1/60th, he's only gaining him 4 roivayin and not 6. Let's just explain this in numbers. So there are 4 roivayin a kav and 6 kav in a saw. So if he's mafresh 1 from 50, then that means he's separating 1 saw, which is a total of 24 roiva. And that would be the normal amount that he should have separated. Now when he separated a 40th, that means he took off 30 roiva. And that's a loss of 6 roiva for the owner. Because again, only 24 was supposed to be separated. Whereas when 60th is separated, 20 roiva is removed, which is a gain of only 4 roiva. And therefore, since the gain to the Baal Bais when only a 60th is separated is not as much as the loss to the Baal Bais when a 40th is separated, that's why the Mishnah says, Pichas Asara, Ehis Vasara, that's not a problem. It must be referring to the Truma itself, meaning making a mistake of a 10th of the measurement of that saw of Truma, separating either 9/10 or 1 1/10, as opposed to making a mistake in the Chulin, 1/40th or 1/60th. Now the Gemara asks, Hacha Atmar Truma Se Truma. Over here you say the Truma is valid. Vahacha Lam Chesam Alpha Atab Atmar Ein Truma Se Truma. You say Truma is not valid. What's this referring to? So first the Mishnah said, Pichas Asara, Hais Vasara, Truma Se Truma. Then the Mishnah said, Imnis Chavin La Haisif, Afilu Echad Ein Truma Se Truma. So Mishnah tells us clearly that if the Shleich intended to separate more, and he did take off a little bit more, Truma is not valid. Now it's mashma from there that if he intended to separate less, and he did separate less, then Truma is valid. So that's the question is, what's the difference? Why is it that when he intends to separate more, we say that it's not valid Truma, but if he intends to separate less, it's mashma, it is valid Truma? And the answer is, Rav Chanina, Bridge of Hillel, Kam Mischavin Livchas, Kam Mischavin Loisef. That over here, he's intending to take off less, whereas over here, he's intending to take off more. When he intends to take off less, even though that's not the normal amount the Baal Bais separates, he's still causing a gain for the Baal Bais. So the Baal Bais is okay with that. However, when he intends to take off more, he's causing a loss for the Baal Bais, and the Baal Bais is not maskim to that. And that's the difference between Mischavin Livchas versus Mischavin Loisef. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.